A consultant from a globally active firm has told Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors that the area is, quote, positioned to be a leading region in the U.S. to host floating offshore wind, but supply chain and workforce capacities need to be expanded. The region's ability to accommodate offshore wind energy development and other issues affecting it were discussed at the December 9th supervisors meeting during a presentation from Andy Logan of the Exodus Incorporated consulting firm. Wind energy projects are slated for two areas offshore of Eureka, with two global companies entered into offshore wind energy development leases that they paid a combined $331 million for. There's been a slowdown on momentum, however, as federal policies have turned against the offshore wind energy industry, and high upfront investment costs affect contracting with power companies wary of rate impacts. Logan's presentation focused on local conditions, which also have what Exodus's report labeled as weaknesses. Logan said there are some strengths, but there are also weaknesses in the region, including limited manufacturing capability.
Naturally, there isn't an existing sort of heavy fabrication industry in the region ready to support offshore wind, so there's relatively limited manufacturing experience, particularly when thinking about delivering components at the scale required for an offshore wind project. There also isn't a great deal of experience in the region supporting offshore infrastructure projects. So these are things that need to be taken into consideration when thinking about what is reasonable to expect from our local businesses when developers are looking for local supply capability. If we want to see a greater share of economic benefits land locally, we'll need to unlock some investment to enable that to happen. Primary strength is the region's early mover advantage on the West Coast, supported by the planned port upgrades and existing local capabilities aligned with operations and maintenance and project development activities. A key weakness would be the limited scale and capacity of local companies, many of which struggle to secure larger contracts without some targeted support.
As with manufacturing, local workforce capability also needs to be enhanced.
Around 10% of all employed individuals in the Redwood Coast are performing jobs that are required by the offshore wind industry. That indicates a generally lower transferability of skill sets in the region to transition to offshore wind without some form of support to do so. It's clearly the industries with the highest employment in the region have relatively low transferability to the offshore wind industry, just sort of further reinforcing that the region's unlikely to have the capacity to support the development of an offshore wind industry without some efforts to attract workers or increase training pathways and sort of career transition services. So the region will likely require some targeted investment in training and education, including partnerships with labor, with tribes, with local colleges to build a workforce pipeline that, you know, starts soon and then continues through the decades ahead. And then given that most of the activity in the region is likely to be based at or around the port, then we'll need to be mindful to shape our support around a workforce that can access those opportunities.
Logan said the federal actions, which include the reeling back of a $427 million federal port development grant to the Humboldt Bay Harbor District, gives a gift of time to achieve the improvements detailed in his firm's report. A list of 22 recommendations includes creating offshore wind-focused training and education programs and appointing a dedicated offshore wind coordinator. Responding to the presentation, Supervisor Natalie Arroyo noted some recent positives, including a federal judge's December 8th ruling against President Trump's executive order on offshore wind permitting.
The ban has been overturned, at least for now. I'm sure that'll be appealed, but there's some pretty clear direction that, you know, an entire industry can't just be banned outright without more detail provided. So I think there's that's some hopeful news when it comes to buoying interest in investment in the sector and ongoing planning. I also appreciated that, I mean, there's a number of hopeful things to talk about, but one of the things that I think affects us as far as considering energy production and where we fit into the markets for that is the decision on AB 825 that happened this fall, establishing creating a path for a Western regional energy market. So we have the opportunity to that plus transmission gives us the opportunity to potentially export energy from our region. So some interesting developments there and lots more on the horizon.
On the federal funding impacts, Board Chair Mike Wilson noted California's large-scale economy and said, quote, "If California wants to do this, we have the juice." In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.